The Book of 1 Kings, Chapter 6. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the sons of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of Yahweh. And the house which King Solomon built for Yahweh, its length was 60 cubits, and its width 20 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. And the porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was its length, according to the width of the house, and 10 cubits was its width before the house. And for the house he made windows of fixed latticework, and against the wall of the house he built stories round about, against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the oracle, and he made side chambers round about. The nethermost story was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For on the outside he made offsets in the wall of the house round about, that the beams should not have hold in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready at the quarry, and there was neither hammer, nor axe, nor any tool of iron heard in the house, while it was being built. The entrance for the middle story was on the right side of the house, and they went up by winding stairs into the middle story and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house and finished it, and he covered the house with beams and planks of cedar, and he built the stories against all the house, each 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the word of Yahweh came to Solomon, saying, Concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes and execute my ordinances, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then I will establish my word with you, which I spoke to David your father, and I will stay among the sons of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it. And he built the walls of the house inside with boards of cedar. From the floor of the house to the walls of the ceiling, he covered them on the inside with wood. And he covered the floor of the house with boards of fir. And he built 20 cubits on the hinder part of the house with boards of cedar from the floor to the walls of the ceiling. He built them for it inside, for an oracle, even for the most holy place. And the house, that is, the temple in front, was 40 cubits long. And there was cedar on the house inside, carved with knops and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone seen. And he prepared an oracle in the midst of the house inside to set there the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. And in front of the oracle was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in width, and 20 cubits in its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and he covered the altar with cedar. So Solomon overlaid the house inside with pure gold. And he drew chains of gold across before the oracle, and he overlaid it with gold. And the whole house he overlaid with gold, until all the house was finished. Also the whole altar that belonged to the oracle he overlaid with gold. And in the oracle he made 2 cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. And 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub. From the uttermost part of the one wing to the uttermost part of the other were 10 cubits, and the other cherub was 10 cubits. Both the cherubim were of one measure and one form. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was it of the other cherub. And he set the cherubim inside the inner house. And the wings of the cherubim were stretched forth, so that the wing of the one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall. And their wings touched one another in the midst of the house. And he overlaid the cherubim with gold. And he carved all the walls of the house round about with carved figures of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, inside and outside. And the floor of the house he overlaid with gold, inside and outside. And for the entrance of the oracle he made doors of olive wood. The lintel and doorposts were a fifth part of the wall. So he made 2 doors of olive wood, and he carved on them carvings of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold. And he spread the gold on the cherubim, and on the palm trees. So also he made for the entrance of the temple doorposts of olive wood, out of a fourth part of the wall, and 2 doors of fir wood. The 2 leaves of the one door were folding, and the 2 leaves of the other door were folding. And he carved on it cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and he overlaid them with gold fitted on the graven work. and he built the inner court with three courses of cut stone and a course of cedar beams. In the fourth year, the foundation of the house of Yahweh was laid in the month Ziv, and in the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, the house was finished throughout all its parts and according to all the fashion of it. So he was 7 years in building it.